I've been walking a tightrope between fact and fiction. Been wrestling with demons in small bottled prisons. Been talking to sinners who claim to be Christian. Been shouting at leaders who claim to be listening. And the pendulum swings, but I can't stop the pull. Our elections are travesties paid for in full by a gang full of sellouts who worship a bull. Why can't it all just be free and equal?
Hello, I'm Christina, and welcome to the Free and Equal Network. Today on our show, I'm really pleased to welcome two amazing people, Foster and Kimberly Gamble. They're actually the filmmakers of the movie Thrive, Solutionists, super, really interesting people. Kimberly, Foster, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Christina. It's a pleasure to talk with you again.
Yeah, it's good to be with you. Thanks for having us on.
Well, it's, you know, you're very humble people. I had the privilege, I felt. It was just so neat to be able to meet both of you recently in SoCal, and I thank you so much for inviting me. I mean, we got to spend a whole afternoon together. I think this was about a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was lovely.
And I got to learn a lot about just what a positive impact I personally feel that you've made in spreading a very positive message throughout, well, the world. And being, you know, affiliated with the movie Thrive, I was hoping that you could tell our listeners a little bit about what you're about. And and of course, you're both married and you've done this fantastic film together. I've watched a trailer in the film multiple times. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
Sure, I can. I'm Kimberly. I'm the producer and director and co-writer with Foster. And we created a movie, Thrive, to have a really comprehensive look at what it is that's going on in the world and specifically what we can do about it. So we spend a lot of time in the movie with solutions. And the movie's been very successful. It's been documented to be seen by over 1 million people a month since we released it. It's over 14 million people have seen it. It's in 23 different languages. And
wow,
what that has done is given us a fabulous opportunity to interact with people from all over the world about solutions and what it is that we can do, you know, with the information to just simply make it so that our efforts are much more leveraged than if we're uninformed about what's in the way. So we always said the movie's really a trailer for the website. Our website, thrivemovement.com, is where we're focusing our energy now. And you can see the movie for free at thrivemovement.com and also just, you know, tons of other information that's available there, as well as something that we call the Solutions Hub, which is a hub where people from all over the world can join together, because what we recognized is that the problems, you know, the agenda for the consolidation of wealth and power is very well organized. And the many efforts to stop that and heal and transform our planet have been less coherent and well organized. So the Solutions Hub is a way for us to be able to share best practices, get to know about each other so that we can leverage what would otherwise be just our independent efforts. So that's really what we're focusing now, and it's really exciting to see how many people are joining from all over.
Wow, yeah, there's really,
over 700 groups, last time I checked, from more than 80 countries around the world who are now using this hub to share best practices with each other. Because we found as we traveled around that virtually every city had a group working on GMOs or working on fluoride or working on the banking scam, but they really weren't in communication much with each other. So in the process that we recommend for people to empower their solutions activities, people have a chance to self-identify, to not only get clear on their purpose in life, but also what sector they're most interested in. Is it health or environment or governance or media, science, whatever, and then to also look and see what's the level of engagement that most draws them. Do they want to work on meeting immediate needs, you know, in a soup kitchen or a hospital or something like that? Or do they want to work on systemic change and potentially affect even more people that way? Or ultimately, the third level is the consciousness shift itself, because all of our systems are created by the belief systems of certain people. And the more clearly those belief systems become accurately aligned with what's really going on in nature and in our world, the more effective that our systems can be, and therefore the more people's immediate needs are getting met. So people can relax into doing what they feel like they're here to do, but meanwhile be in touch in a whole systems manner with other people who are doing the other aspects. Somebody's filing the lawsuit, someone's creating petitions, someone's doing the scientific research, someone's doing the art to create posters or videos for media campaigns. And that approach was very effective for us in helping to stop a toxic aerial spray that was going on in 2007 in Northern California. So we've had a chance to test that that strategy out, and now we're really looking to teach that to people all over the world, regardless of what particular issue they like to focus on.
Well, Foster, you've been, I see, you know, I've definitely dug through, again, it's thrivemovement.com quite a few times and extensively. And, it, you know, 14 years of age, you really started getting involved in this from what I can see and you know, in regards to the universal's fundamental energy pattern. And 35 years now, it says that you've been working on this. And Kimberly, you've traveled across the world. How long, where have you been? I mean, the amount of coverage that you've gotten, I mean, just, and the millions, I mean, it's just millions and so on. I mean, Kimberly, you were saying that the numbers total of you for Thrive to date is approximately how many?
Over 14 million, yeah. We're really grateful, you know, and it really has been, besides the interviews, which have been extensive, it's really word of mouth and people sharing it with their own networks. And we're, you know, we're very grateful because, of course, we worked hard and it's grateful to, you know, have it received as we intended. I think even more than that, I'm inspired by how many people there are who are really awake and ready to engage. And I think by just kind of getting really practical about it, very honest and intelligent and practical, you know, Thrive really is. And I was thinking about it with your work because I'm so grateful for you really just taking this on, something that I think is in the hearts and minds of so many people, whatever the political persuasion, or if not politically motivated, but out of principle, the notion that to create a free and equal platform is so important. And when you apply what we're talking about with the Solutions Hub, you know, you take one big idea like free and equal, you know, to ensure fair and open elections, and then you look within that, there are actually people are motivated by all kinds of different things within that. You know, there are probably people who want to, you know, get at it through campaign finance reform or even fundraising. That would be in an economic sector. Or if someone's more oriented in justice to do lawsuits or in governance, what kind of legislation has to change for this to happen? Or the media, you know, getting more attention or exposing the political candidates as they come out, or PR campaigns, or, you know, people more educated and interested in the education of it, or the relations for conflict resolution, whatever sector, where they're all outlined, you know, the sectors really just represent human endeavor. And we tend to be more passionate about one or another of those at any given time in our lives. So to take that passion and harness that on behalf of the bigger issue that we're especially concerned about and addressing, we found to be so empowering for people. And because then you get, like Foster said, you get to do what you're naturally inclined to do and know that the rest is being handled. And I think it really helps to not burn out as activists when we're plugging into our passion instead of, you know, some huge overworked situation where you feel like you have to do it all yourself. And the last thing I'll say about it is that it's really both the success of the movie and of the engagement at thrivemovement.com to just see, like I said, there are so many people who are awake and ready to engage in effective solutions. And it's easy to not know that unless you're, you know, specifically exposed to it. So I'm grateful to provide that exposure, and I'm grateful to know then about the efforts of so many people, including you, and especially you, who are taking on things and really being effective with it.
Well, thank you so much. I know one thing we definitely have in common amongst many things is that, you know, we hit the ground running, we go out there and we talk to people, and we work hard. You know, it's not always just virtual. It's going out there and listening to how the people feel, what they want. You learn so much just by getting out there and meeting so many great people in the world.
Yeah, exactly. And you find out how good they are.
Yeah, we've had the privilege to, since the movie came out, of traveling around to over 30 cities around the country and around the world, both with screenings and also with full-day solutions summit workshops. And it's been so exciting, along the similar lines to what you're working on, to see that in those workshops, people are so ready to move on, or they already have, to grounded and effective solutioning. And it, frankly, it never even occurs to us to ask people in the rooms, you know, what political parties or what end of some spectrum are you associated with? Because people are so excited to be working on solutions that are based in principles rather than just politics. You know, what color shirt do you wear? And I love that you're doing the kind of transpartisan emphasis that you are, to really look to see that everybody's got an opportunity to participate fully and equally in the process, as opposed to just thinking, you know, one particular platform is the way, is the right way, or the way that that people should go. So we really acknowledge you for your courage in doing that, because it's certainly not where the powers that be want us to go.
I just want to say thank you so much to both of you for such kind words in the interview. Thank you so much. I don't know what to say, because it's just, I mean, I really think what you two do is so great, and you have a very positive message in what you're doing. And we look forward to working with you and helping to spread your message, you know, to our supporters and just everyday people that need to hear more about Thrive. Again, for our listeners, you can go to thrivemovement.com. You can even go on YouTube and watch the movie for free. I know we're getting a little bit, this interview has gone faster than any other one I think I've done. So I definitely want to have you both on soon again in the future. And I've learned so much, not only through the stages and the patterns that the universe does, you know, at every scale to sustain freedom, equality, liberty is definitely something I think both of you are a very adamant and big believers in.
Yeah.
And with Thrive Movement, I know that I've learned a lot about chemtrails too. That's just like a whole nother interview, I feel. But I mean, if you wanted to speak a little briefly on that, I think that's very important for our listeners to know how and what you've done has had an impact in defeating what is seemingly a horrendous thing, chemtrails.
Yeah,
well, I'd like to address that for a moment, but I'd like to start generally. You know, you mentioned, Christina, about this fundamental energy pattern that we mentioned in Thrive, and most people have never even heard of it. It's called the torus. It's a donut-shaped vortex, but its importance can't be overstated. It's really the fundamental blueprint by which the universe creates and sustains a healthy system at every level, from subatomic particles to the clustering of galaxies. Any sustaining system is toroidal in its flow. But if you bring that back to our own world, to the human level, it is the electromagnetic field around each individual that is our toroidal flow, as well as each molecule and each cell and each atom and so forth. And really what that can teach us is that the core to surviving and thriving as a human species is to honor the individual rights and the sovereignty of each being as an individual. And so that's where the thrust of our three stages is, moving toward completing the process of liberty and justice for all. And chemtrails is just one example of where that's being violated, because the evidence is vast for anyone who wants to look into it. And we're going to be doing a whole webinar for several months, probably starting in May, on this to help create a global movement to stop this toxic spraying that's going on daily all over the planet, where heavy metals like aluminum and boron and arsenic and barium and synthetic nanofibers and so forth are literally being rained down from, you know, 30,000 feet up over every major city, every farming area and so forth around the world. And without even knowing it, or without being able to do anything about it so far, we're all breathing this in, and plants are suffering, human beings are suffering, and it's a complete violation of our individual rights. So it's one example of where we'll explore how anyone violating anyone else's rights is not okay, no matter what laws there are that someone might have made up that say it's okay. It's no more okay than slavery or women not voting or blacks not voting and so forth. And so we'll be exploring that as a way of teaching anybody who's interested around the world about this solutions, this 12-sector solutions model, and how we can use it to take on literally any violating issue around the world on the basis of individual freedom.
Oh, thank you so much for tying that all together. I'm absorbing so much and learning so much from both of you, and I look forward to learning so much more. And on that note, I know you're both aware of this upcoming June, we're holding a United We Stand Festival in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I definitely look forward to talking with both of you more one-on-one about how we can help to get the message out to all of our people that will be attending a venue of 17,000. I know we're going to be handing out a DVD to everybody when they come. And, you know, it's just important for people to know about all these amazing movies and what the two of you are about. It's just, this kindness, and you're both very humble. And I thank you so much for inviting me and welcoming into your home a month ago. And I really look forward to our paths crossing again. So thank you so much. If there's anything else you wanted to say, please go ahead.
I really do want to sincerely thank you and say we loved having you here and would love this to be a stop for you so we can catch up on all that you're learning as you make your way. And that I really do believe that the key is that by having that interaction that you're having with people, as we've been afforded now through the success of Thrive, it's really such an encouraging experience that we're all able to then reflect back, is how many of us there are and what the time is right now to engage and to be successful in these movements. So I wish you all success. I have complete confidence in your work and in your vision, and look forward to sharing our strategies as we go.
And I guess my final message would be to say that I invite your listeners to go to thrivemovement.com and not only see the film if you haven't yet, but go to our solutions section and explore our three-stage kind of business plan for the transition, because we feel that Free and Equal is one of the most important organizations, particularly for helping in stage one and two of bringing integrity back to our institutions as much as possible, and then shrinking the authoritarian nature of that governance has taken on to ultimately where it may be even able to disappear, and we actually have a free society with clear rules to protect rights, but no rulers, no people who have rights that other people don't have. And the work that you're doing is such a critical part of that. And we look forward to future collaboration as well. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for your kindness. And I look forward to learning more about your plans long term and seeing and meeting you again. And again, thank you for your time today. And anybody, again, thrivemovement.com, check it out. And all the details are there. And you're listening to the Free and Equal Network. Thank you very much. Take care.